Red is the color of love as well as danger and sin. Red has also been a symbol of wealth and status. Red glazed porcelains were created for sacrificial use by Chinese potters of the Ming Dynasty, when imperial rituals required red for worshipping at the altar of the sun. Sang de Boeuf, an oxblood colour glaze, was revered for its rare beauty and became known as flambé after the French word for flames. European potters experimented to rediscover the lost art of Chinese glazes in the 19th century. By trial and error, they found that copper will produce an intense red colour if the kiln is starved of oxygen during a high-temperature firing process. However, it was hard to control the coal-fired kilns, and creating a reducing atmosphere with combustible materials led to unpredictable results. In the early 1900s, Royal Doulton's art director Charles Noak experimented with transmutation flambé glazes and added compounds of tin and iron to create flashes of lustrous yellow, blue and purple in the copper-red reduction glazes. Noak called his new ware Sung, as a tribute to the ancient dynasty of Chinese potters, who pioneered the use of high-temperature glazes. In his quest to turn common clay into dazzling works of art, Noak likened himself to an ancient alchemist, an image used on the cover of the first promotional catalogue for Sung wares introduced in the 1920s. The original watercolour can be seen on the wall alongside an alchemist vase. Mottled, veined and feathered designs were combined with dramatic underglaze paintings of exotic peacocks and Chinese dragons soaring through fiery red skies. The adjacent gallery has many more examples of brilliant red glazes by British potteries, including Bernard Moore, Ruskin, Moorcroft and Pilkington.